Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. This is Noelle Boisney for the evening news. Tribute ceremonies began in Nice 1 year to the day after the attack that had resulted in 86 victims on the Promenade des Anglais. Emmanuel Macron is present on site alongside Nicolas Sarkozy and François Hollande. The program of the commemoration includes a concert of the Nice Philharmonic Orchestra on the reflecting pool of the Promenade du Paillon, right by where the attack took place, but also texts by Paul Valéry, Max Gallo, and Henri Matisse, read by François Berléand, Lynn Renault, and Patrick Chenet. 12,000 tiles have also been placed on the ground, each with the names of the victims, and together they form the words Liberté, Égalité, Fraternité. In sign of remembrance, there will be no fireworks or cannon shots. And this ceremony will mark the end of a busy day for Emmanuel Macron. The president was this morning on the Champs-Élysées for the traditional military parade of July 14th, a parade with the Americans this year and the presence of Donald Trump. This is the first time since 1989 that an American president attends the ceremonies of this national holiday. It must be said that 2017 is the centenary of the entry of the United States during the First World War. For the occasion, American troops walked alongside the French. The French troops are in any case in the middle of turmoil. General de Villiers had denounced the budget cuts for the army before being curtly pulled back into line by Emmanuel Macron. The president considers it disgraceful to debate this kind of matter before the public eye. Dismissal of the general was even considered, but both men still greeted each other today at the parade with a semblance of cordial understanding. And we are in the last kilometers of this 13th stage of the Tour de France, a stage that ends with the ascension of the Mur du Péguer before arriving at Foix, the last Ariège pass in this difficult but short stage, 101 kilometers, the shortest of this Tour de France. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisney for English Waves Radio.